What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looks like MetLife Stadium is packed to the gills for this PSG match. I did bet PSG. I have taken Solana's advice. Get underway in a couple minutes here. But PSG, I bet him at plus 100. It was plus 115 when the show started at 2, dropped to plus 110, and now even money, plus 100, which is what I got them at. Keep an eye on that throughout the afternoon. Speaking of soccer, Chris Whittingham is going to join us this hour. Did you see, by the way, Solana, the video of the fight on the golf course yesterday?
No, I did not.
Oh, you didn't see that? Did you see that, Jimmy? You know who was? That fight was a former Florida Panther, Nick Tarnaski. And if you remember, Randy Moeller used to call him Nasty Nick Tarnaski. And this was very similar to, well, no, not very similar. Paul Bissonnette, if you remember, got in a fight with seven guys. I forget what they were called. They were that traveling group of, I forget what they're called. Someone had texted in last time we talked about it, but Paul Bissonnette, like these hockey fighters, they're used to fighting.
Right.
And so there's video on the golf course yesterday. There is a drunk guy. He's got some tats. He is feeling himself. I guess he was complaining about the group ahead of him slow playing. Mm-hmm. He didn't know that the group ahead of him was helmed by Nasty Nick Tarnaski. And this guy who was a wannabe tough guy is given, he's like flexing on him. He's doing Hulk, like incredible Hulk flexes on him or whatever. And Nasty Nick Tarnaski, who played a couple seasons with the Panthers, he first just throws the guy in the lake. First move takes him, just drags him into the lake. Guy comes out of the lake. But the reason this video went viral is as Nick Tarnaski is beating this guy to a pulp, he is holding him by the collar the way that you do in a hockey fight. And he's swinging on him and hitting him in the face. But every time he hits him, he yells out, bang. So he's giving his own broadcast of this ass kicking that he's giving. So he's just hitting this guy, bang, bang, bang. The guy keeps coming back for more, and Nick Tarnaski just keeps giving him more, and then he just ragdolls him into a field, and they finally break it up. But it is so funny to me. You don't realize these hockey players, if you mess around with the wrong guy, that's what these guys are doing. I was reading an article about Nick Tarnaski saying he was never a hockey player anyway. He was a fighter who used to wear skates. Yeah. He just destroyed this guy, but he did it in the funniest fashion because he's yelling bang, bang, bang every time he punches him in the face.
He hit him with the Mike Breen in the fight. Yeah. If you're going to get into a fight, right? Like, you're just a guy, you probably should make sure that the guy you're fighting isn't nicknamed Nasty.
Nasty Nick Darnasky. Yeah, I mean, like, the moment you get thrown into the lake, like, you've given your toughest poses, and then he just dumps you in a lake, walk away. Take the L.
I'm looking here. It's like the character from South Park. I didn't hear a bell, and he just keeps coming back for more.
It's crazy. He just keeps coming back for more, and he is getting whooped.
But Hawk, Nick Darnasky is like double this dude's size.
Right. Like, which shows you this guy thinks he's a tough guy. I can back anybody down. He's right. Given the flex or whatever. But when someone is not just swinging on you, they're holding you by the collar so that you can't fall or run. Maybe time to call it quits. Hey, tapping out. I'm tapping out.
Is there anything more demeaning than having somebody do their own play-by-play while they kick your ass?
That's the most demoralizing, emasculating thing that could ever happen in a fight.
Bang! Bang!
Funny as hell, man. Funny as hell.
Do we know about the dude? They got his ass beat yet? Like, we'll know everything about this guy soon, right?
I know he lost the fight. Not as much as I can give you. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. PSG, Real Madrid underway, by the way.
Hawk, I tailed you, by the way, in this bet.
Well, I'm really tailing you because it was your suggestion.
Yeah, good call. I'm taking PSG to win in regulation, so in 90 minutes. And I also put in a parlay. Crowder just joined us, by the way. I put in a parlay, both teams to score, Paris Saint-Germain to win in regulation, Kylian Mbappe over 1.5 shots, and Desiree Doué over 1.5 shots for PSG as well.
Yeah, look at Crowder in Houston. Did you see, I was just talking to Solana and Jimmy, did you see the golf course fight yesterday? That happened to be a former Florida Panther kicking some guy's ass. The guy didn't know. He was just complaining about slow play, and he picked a fight with nasty Nick Darnasky, former Florida Panther. Did you see that?
I've never heard of Nasty Nick Darnasky, but I know where he gets his name from because he threw the dude in the damn lake.
Was that the funny thing? Dumps him in the lake, but if you watch it with audio, as he's just – when someone's holding you by your collar – and hitting you so that you can't run or fall down. I mean, that's a typical hockey move.
Yes.
Like, you got to know when to tap out, and this guy doesn't tap out. But if you watch it with sound, every time he hits him, he's yelling bang himself, which has got to be the most emasculating thing. So he's going bang, bang, bang. And it's just like this guy is just being emasculated, not just by the ass kicking, but also by the fact that Nick Darnasky is holding his shirt so that he can't go anywhere, and he's Mike Breen banging him on every punch he delivers.
I'm telling you, sometimes you got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him.
That's what I said. The moment you get thrown in the lake,
fight's over.
Because it was too easy. I ended up in the lake too easy for this guy.
I told you, I'm 72-3 in my fighting days. I don't know if I told you the story about when I was walking out of a bar in Gainesville, and it was a little bitty dude, and he had his girlfriend with him, and some of my buddies were like, you know, catcalling her, whatever the hell they call it, like talking, ooh, sexy stuff. He turned around and got in this karate stance. And at that point, and it's four big football players, and he's just gotten his karate stance, and he was ready to go. And I said, fellas, this is not a fight we want to get into. Sorry about that, brother. Y'all have a good night. Y'all enjoy yourself.
Right. If you're looking at the four of us and you're not hightailing it out of here, like, you're ready to go.
Guys, hey, man, leave that beautiful woman alone. How you doing, brother? Y'all enjoy y'all's night. Yeah, I had to tap out on that one.
Karate man bruise on the inside.
Bro, he was about to wear our ass out that night. I said, nope, I'm not getting whooped tonight. I had a good one.
You're in Houston. Did you get a little Whataburger?
No, I landed at 9. We had a show at 11 to 12, and then one from 12:30 to 1:30 this time, so that was 2:30 our time. then the guests want to talk to us about football and stuff.
It wasn't KD.
No, it wasn't KD.
It wasn't KD. All right.
It was a safety for the Texans, just got drafted. I'm scared after the Belichick thing. I don't want to tell anybody anything.
All right, well, let's get headlines to protect you. Let's get headlines.
Now I'm going to get DMs from Pablo Torre again. I mean, come on. Leave me alone. All right. So the Marlins, as we've talked about.
Paris Saint-Germain. What'd they do?
Oh, man.
I got money on PSG. I lost a parlay. Before the show started, I had Caitlin Clark over 15 and a half. Wow. How did not go in?
Shoot it. Shoot it.
Like, damn. God.
Hunk, what cable do you have that it takes 20 seconds to see what Solana just saw?
I know I'm streaming, man, and it's late. Okay.
But yeah. I am too. Not only am I streaming, I'm streaming on YouTube TV on my PlayStation. So, like, I should be way behind.
Mine is so late. Yeah, DirecTV stream.
We got Adelphia.
I got that Adelphia.
What's the fast one? I heard one of them companies about to partner up with a satellite company.
Starlink.
AT&T and Starlink?
I don't know. Oh. But I had a parlay on Caitlin Clark over made threes and over 15 and a half. It's coach Shadowmander.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
She got shadow banned.
Caitlin Clark is getting shadow banned.
Caitlin Clark got shadow banned by her coach and her teammates. It was frustrating to watch. I'm out.
Or the other team's defense locked her ass down.
She was the only one playing defense for her team. I can tell you that right now. Without equivocation. I got to see how many minutes she played today. This was so frustrating.
Hey, just letting you guys know. Let's go!
Caitlin Clark played 25 minutes. How long is a WNBA game?
48. No idea.
Nah, they play
four
10-minute quarters. Four 10-minute quarters.
So she played 25 out of 40 minutes?
Yeah, body weak.
Yeah, tell me she wasn't shadow banned. Whole thing was stupid.
Body's weak.
Yeah. Coach is weak. Coach is terrible. They got to fire her.
I wish I knew her name.
Me too.
Let's go, baby. Ale, ale, Fabián Ruiz. Let's go.
Si, si, Asensio.
No.
Ay, caramba.
We'll get that one back.
I'm pretty sure I saw a guy named Asensio.
Asensio on
Real Madrid.
Right, not on Paris Saint-Germain.
Well, I'm just blurting out a name. You blurted out a name. I blurted out a name.
Well, I'm blurting out the guy who scored, Hawk. Fabián Ruiz.
Fabián Ruiz.
For us getting money.
I know. He made that? Asensio look like a fool.
Okay.
Reboso.
I found myself rooting against Fluminense yesterday, going for Chelsea, and I hate Chelsea strictly because it means I can stop listening to you refer to one of the biggest clubs in South America as Flonase.
All right. I think it's going to catch on.
I'm a big Flonase fan.
Who doesn't root for Flonase?
No, everybody does with allergies.
Sinuses, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the W, I'm just throwing it out there, Crowder.
Don't say nothing crazy.
The Sabrina Ionescu threes are coming out soon. Third edition of the Ionescus, in case you're interested. Just throwing it out there for you.
All right.
I'm going to buy a size 13 in the Ionescus.
It's Ionescu. Not sure why you can't get that. And I mean, NBA players wear them. It's the most popular shoe in the WNBA right now. You'd be able to find a 13, no doubt about it.
Yeah, my daughter has two pair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my other daughter named Solana has another pair.
Well, both your daughters know ball. I don't know what else to tell you. Let's go! Ale, ale! Dembele! Let's go! Where you at, Jimbo? Where you at?
Goal!
I'm waiting for the comeback.
I'm not even doing a bit. That's when I see it.
He's peddling a generator to get his internet.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, today's Tom Hanks' birthday. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about playing, what's your Mount Rushmore?
Of Heroes.
Heroes. I think I might have to revisit that in the 4 o'clock hour.
And I like it. Best Tom Hanks movie has to be Forrest Gump, right?
Apollo 13, without question.
Hawk, Forrest Gump.
Apollo 13, Sully. No. Castaway.
Who? Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump's not making the list?
I'm not certain.
Hawk.
He's got so many good movies. Apollo 13 is one of my top movies of all time. So
Apollo
you know that
13. That's why I can't really get on you, because Apollo 13 is a great movie, but his best movie is Forrest Gump.
Mm. Oh, there's so a lot funny. I thought I searched Tom Hanks on Google, but I searched Forrest Gump. And that's why I couldn't find any of his other movies, because Forrest Gump has only been in one movie, Forrest Gump.
Your mama sure care about your education. My favorite Tom Hanks, scene.
Is Tom Hanks the greatest actor alive?
I believe he's in the conversation.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro's in the conversation. Pacino. Not of his, you know, more recent movies, but he's been doing it since the 70s.
Catalog, full catalog.
Yeah,
sure.
Green Mile. Tom Hanks was good in Green Mile.
He was good in Green Mile. Denzel's on the list. Denzel can go.
He's done. he's done movies of every single genre, right? Like, he's been the funny guy, he's been the goofy guy, he's been the serious guy, he's been in romantic movies. He's done it all throughout his acting career.
Yeah. Fish Called Wanda.
Captain Phillips.
That was a good one, too.
Great movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Catch Me If You Can, Sleepless in Seattle.
Saving Private Ryan. He did the
Saving
whole...
Saving Private Ryan.
You know, Tom Hanks was like behind Band of Brothers and The Pacific on...
Turner and Hooch.
On HBO.
Splash. The Burbs.
Splash.
Dragnet.
Dragnet was funny. That was Chevy terrible. Chase.
That was Chevy Chase.
That was funny.
Terrible. One of the worst all-time movies in the history of film.
That was funny. It's like
awful. Truly one of the worst movies in the history.
That was the Caddyshack time. It was a Caddyshack movie.
Asteroid City. That is awful. Who's that director?
Terrible. That movie's wasting my time on the plane a couple years ago.
Toy Story 1.
I don't do animated to Aranda see how Gadd's great an
been,
actor you are.
Texting Grease, which Aranda, I believe, was John Travolta.
He thought that was Tom Hanks.
Big.
Big. Another good movie.
Oh, Big was a good movie. Yeah.
Toy Story 2, of course.
You can't act as a character, animated character.
Well, his voice adds something to it, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. And make that voice Colin Jost or Michael Che.
Right.
It doesn't hit.
Yeah, it does hit. So Toy Story is not successful if it's another voice on Andy.
We'll never know.
Not Andy. Andy's the kid.
Buzz Lightyear.
League of Their Own. A League of Their Own.
League of Their Own. I almost watched it on the airplane because it was one of the old movies that they had on the airplane. And since we had talked about me never seeing it.
This morning, you brought up the movie Amateur. The Amateur. Yes.
Did you watch it?
I get on United and it's on new releases. And I said, I'm going to watch The Amateur. So me and Hawk seen the same movie.
What'd you think?
That movie's pretty damn good.
No, it's not pretty damn good.
When the guy doesn't know what he's doing, but he wants to kill everybody that killed his wife?
Yeah, that didn't strike you as a little bit stupid? That it, like this couch potato all of a sudden is more ferocious than Liam Neeson's?
No, he's a nerd, so he doesn't attack face to face. So he has to.
Oh, I got it. Like,
he
I
has
got
to
it.
Logically kill
there,
people.
There was. Like there was some cool stuff to it, but I don't know if it was a good movie.
Well, he can't shoot a gun, so he has to depressurize the pool and let it fall into the floor
giving them a chance ostensibly to get away so that you're not really responsible.
You don't like intellectual movies.
But how did he do that to the pool?
He depressurized the glass shield under the pool.
How? He was walking around with a depressurizer? A glass depressurizer.
Because when he manipulated the CIA to give him training, the lady taught him and he took the book.
They taught him how to depressurize a between building glass pool.
No, he took the book from the CIA lady and his IQ was 170. Your IQ is 17. Get out of here.
Toy Story 3.
If you say another animated film, I'm going to go crazy.
Well, Polar Express happens to be a great Tom Hanks movie. It does.
That is a great animated movie.
But it's animated as Tom Hanks. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't look like Buzz Lightyear. He looks like the conductor. He doesn't play Buzz Lightyear, does he?
He's the cowboy.
Woody.
Yeah. Woody. Mm-hmm. No, but to act, I have to see you act. I have to look you in the face and believe that you're
stuck into the cartoon's eyes and see if you believe it or not. Because I believe Polar Express.
But he was stuck on an island. He was flying a plane.
Have you ever seen Polar Express?
Yes, I have. Good movie.
maybe the best Christmas movie ever made.
You argue for the little boy with the BB gun and that raggedy ass leg lamp.
Between those two movies.
It's not those two movies.
Yeah.
Crowder, it's interesting that you say you need to see the actor.
See you act.
Well, but we do radio. Nobody's watching us talk.
We're not acting.
Because we do radio.
He got me so mad in the 2 o'clock segment.
He's doing this for an hour, huh?
It just got me so mad. He's telling me white chocolate and milk chocolate are the same thing. They taste the same. And I'm like, you've never had white chocolate then. And he's like, oh, no, yeah, I've had it. And but he's like, you can't differentiate between the two. And I'm like, okay, just admit that you've never had white chocolate. Like you're on some weird island on this that you're refusing to come off of. It's maddening to say that those two things taste alike. And I don't know. I don't know if he backpedaled or not. I got so angry that I just kind of shut him out.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
Well, my taste buds aren't racist, so I don't know what to tell you.
Well, your taste buds aren't functioning, so yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what's been in your mouth, but they don't taste the same.
I've got equal opportunity taste buds.
You think black beans taste like red beans?
Toy Story 4, by the way. Those are your sports headlines. Over to weather. The Marlins do play tonight, no joke. And Inter Miami plays tonight as well.
Yeah, we're going to talk with Whittingham in the next segment.
They play in New England. And Messi, Suarez, they did travel. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. PSG leads Real Madrid 2-0. They did score 2 goals in the first 9 minutes of this semifinal. That's your weather, Hawk. Crowder, back to you.
All right. Chris Whittingham is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
ESG up 3-0 now. 3-0. I don't want to cash my ticket before it's time, but 3-0 seems a little difficult to overcome. Chris Whittingham is a soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Inter Miami have 2 games in 4 days. Tonight, they visit the New England Revolution at Gillette Stadium. And there's going to be another 50,000-plus crowd expected for that one. And on Saturday, they return home, take on the second-place team in the East, Nashville SC. Both of those games are live on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. And we are watching this PSG-Real Madrid game. And me and Solana have money on PSG. Jimmy happens to be a big Real Madrid fan. He's not happy. It's 3-0. We saw, and I don't know if this is an expected result here, Whittingham. I do see that the Club World Cup here at, where is this? MetLife, I think?
Yep. Yeah, it's MetLife.
It is packed to the brim. Yep. Obviously, these are two premier clubs. I saw what PSG, I don't think I've spoken to you, at least on the air, since Inter Miami played PSG. So that was one of my first... my first looky-loos at that team. Was a guy like Messi, would he have expected that outcome?
I think so.
Everyone knew. I was surprised only because I'm like, oh, Messi means magic and anything can happen. And you know, and I love an underdog story. So everyone knew going into that game that Inter Miami, even though they had advanced out of their group, was wildly outclassed by PSG. Yes.
I mean, PSG are wildly outclassing Real Madrid, who's someone who could consider a top three, top five team in the world, depending on how far you want to branch out. At this point in the game, we're 27 minutes into this game against Real Madrid, and it's 3-0. When they played Inter Miami, it was 1-0. So you can argue that Inter Miami are faring better against PSG than Real Madrid.
Inter Miami, by distributive theory, is better than Real Madrid.
Absolutely. I said that they definitively proved they were the best Inter in the world because Inter Milan lost the Champions League final 5-0 to PSG. Hmm. So they definitively proved they are the best Inter in the world. Yeah, I mean, this PSG side is just of a different level. And it's kind of wild because over this last 15 years, they were bought by the Qataris in 2011. And they pumped more than $2 billion into this team. It's crazy the amount of money that they spent. They at one point had Messi with Mbappe, with Neymar, all the stars you could ever want in the world. But the team didn't make any sense. And they would flounder in the Champions League and they wouldn't win big games because everyone's going, well, they have all this star talent. Why can't they win? And it's because they weren't a very good team. And in some ways, soccer is as much, and I think this kind of gets back to your question, it is as much a weak link sport as it is a best player sport. It depends as much on who your 11th best player is on who as to who your best player is. And so PSG, they don't have a single weak link in the team. And so it is impossible to play through them, to beat them, to find their weaknesses because they just have such a good squad now. And for Miami, there just is going to be a certain amount of players going to make mistakes. You're surprised that on the day when Miami lost to PSG, it was Sergio Busquets who was making the mistakes because he's normally so good in possession and so clean. They gave away such a cheap goal. But yeah, for me, going into that game, and I think we were joking about it on text, I said to you, if they complete a pass in the PSG half, I will celebrate as if Miami won the World Cup final. Yeah, that is how much better PSG are than Inter Miami.
Yeah.
And Chris, like the speed of it, because I wasn't watching, but I was seeing the text message thread between Hawk and Solana. Is it just like they're younger, they're faster? Like, why is it such that difference? Is it just talent, discrepancy? What's the difference in that?
I would say there's about a 25% athleticism gap because Miami have some good athletes in their own right. Like, I mean, MLS is a league of athleticism. It is a league where, you know, there are young American players that have fresh legs and are really quick too, but it really is the talent on the ball. It is the ability to, no matter who you're playing, you're quicker than them, both in terms of the actual speed that you have, but also the speed of play. When you're connecting passes, the ball moves faster than any man. And so they're so crisp with where everyone is on the field. They know exactly where every player is on the field, where they're supposed to be. If you make this run, I make that run. If you're here, then I'm there. And then the quality of the passing is so crisp and so sharp that there just is no way to get near them. And so you see them against the best teams in the world. You can't stop them from having the ball, never mind a team like Miami. So really, 25% of it, they have incredible athletes, particularly up front. But also every player is so good when they get the ball. And they have such a clear idea of what to do with it that there just is no stopping them.
Witty, what was your biggest takeaway from an MLS perspective about the Club World Cup? Because, look, I didn't like the sweeping generalizations about the MLS as a league based on Inter Miami going down 4-0 at halftime to PSG. Like, I don't think it makes sense. I don't think Inter Miami set up tactically to go out there or personnel-wise to play the tactics which they try to play, which is defend, like park the bus, basically. Yep. Like, they can't do it. They don't have the personnel to do that, even if they
wanted
to.
And it's not what they should do in MLS every week. They're better Correct. Than the teams that they play against. They should try and beat them with the ball.
But Seattle doesn't win a game. LAFC drew once, but had two losses. Inter Miami was the only team that got out of their group and played well, like looked like they belonged. Is it a matter of Don Garber has to open up the salary cap limitation? Like, what was your biggest takeaway? Because I thought Inter Miami played really well, but it's not necessarily what MLS fans want to see, which is a team that just seems like they have unlimited money and just buying older veteran players.
Yeah, I think for MLS, I think the way that Inter Miami played is a sign of if you do this right, which to be fair, getting the greatest player ever is about as hard to do as is possible. But if you do this right, you can go out there and you can compete at a reasonable level. You can play against the lower tier European sides, against the South American teams, and against the big teams from Mexico. You can absolutely do that. And we saw that from Miami in this tournament. But if you're trying to reach further and further and further and further, PSG, as I mentioned, over the last 2 years, they have spent $650 million just on the transfer fees on players, never mind the salaries. I would say roughly the expenditure is over $1 billion. That's just over the last 2 years. I would say this squad probably cost about $2 billion to assemble. So we're comparing that to MLS, where the salary cap is around $11 million when you sort of all in. Inter Miami, from a salary standpoint, cost about $46 million, which is astronomical by MLS standards. But by world football standards, it really isn't that big. So if you're going to get there, you have to sell out every stadium. You have to have a big TV deal. And the economic model has to build up the teams to where they can keep spending and spending and spending. And I think more teams are kind of doing that on their own. I think they're recognizing the value in actually buying players to then sell them, meaning you buy a young player, they get a lot better, they score a lot of goals for your team, and then you sell them to Europe for twice as much as you paid, and that profit center is allowing you to kind of regenerate your team. But I think that in the overall, you're so far away from spending the amount of money you'd have to spend and for the business model to be in that place that you kind of have to take the steps that you can take, which I think they are. And I think MLS on the whole is. I was a little disappointed by what Seattle and LAFC did. LAFC in particular, as a big market team that can attract big stars, I don't feel like they threw their best punch. I feel like Seattle, they bought from within MLS, but I don't think they took a swing on the level of what you needed to do in that group. They're playing PSG and Atletico Madrid. That's a different step.
Toughest group, for sure.
Without question. So I think in the overall, the league did okay, but obviously it shows how far away you are and kind of the steps that you have to take.
And is it, to learn, to that point, you talk about value and all that stuff, Chris, to that point, what reason would MLS go play a PSG or Real Madrid? Like, you're going to get your ass whooped. Like, what are you proving?
Well, first off, this is a tournament where you've qualified for it. So you go and do it. And I think part of the reason why you do it, one is, I think we've seen, for example, the MLS All-Stars. The MLS All-Star game used to be against a big European team. Now they kind of do it against the Mexican League, and it's kind of the Mexican All-Stars against the U.S. But they used to play a big European team, and I think the big reason why you do it and why you go try and test yourself at bigger levels is, I think, to show the marketplace, hey, this thing is better than you think it is. It might not be as good, but it's better than you think it is. So if you send Inter Miami out there, and they did at this Club World Cup against Porto, I think a lot of people have a lot of respect for, against Palmeiras with the big clubs in Mexico, and against Al Ahly from Egypt, and you hold your own and you show, hey, people talk about this as if it's terrible, if it's just garbage, if it's just worthless soccer, and it just isn't. And so I think if you can go out there and show, you know what, maybe we're not as good as PSG, but we're as good as some other teams and we show okay, I think you're saying to the marketplace, hey, you know what? Maybe we don't have the best soccer league in the world, but we do have a pretty decent one and it's worth buying a ticket, going to a game, watching it on TV or whatever the case may be. And I think that's kind of the goal of playing bigger opposition is to show, and it's kind of been proven that the league has done a lot of research on this. The number one way that fans get disproven about the quality of MLS is when you play other leagues, when you play teams from other countries and you show, you know what, this thing is the thing that I can go and see, that I can go and get a ticket for a reasonable price is better than I think it is. I think that's the number one reason why actually you go and try it. Yeah.
I'm thinking about like Jake Paul Crowder when it comes to boxing. He hand selects his opponents. And so that creates this narrative that he can't box because if he were to fight a real boxer, he's going to get his ass kicked. So he avoids them. And he handpicks. So here is MLS saying, yeah, we'll participate in that tournament and we'll participate in these matches because we want to show. Again, we may not compete against PSG, but we'll hold our own against Al Ahly.
But neither can Real Madrid. Neither can Real Madrid. We're watching a game right now where one of the biggest club in the world is getting their ass kicked right now.
So it's baby steps.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, though, because you mentioned, you know, a good start is signing the best player in the world. Messi has not extended his contract with Inter Miami for next season. And I wonder if there's anything to read into that.
Yeah, and there was a report that came out from CBS today that the Saudi Public Investment Fund are ready to go again and try and get him to come to Saudi Arabia this time. And there will be an absolutely crazy number that's thrown out there. He's being offered $400 million per year for the next 2 years to go play in Saudi Arabia or something. I think about it a little bit just because, first off, Miami are opening a new stadium next year. They want to and in some ways need to have Messi to kind of make that project worthwhile. And I think there is a tiny worry that Messi wants to play at the World Cup here next summer and that maybe he has to keep playing through the winter when MLS is off, when they're in their off season, to be at his sharpest and at his readiest for the World Cup that's here as Argentina try and defend their World Cup trophy next summer. So I do think that there's a tiny part of me that until that headline comes across, he has extended. Everything is fine. I think we're seeing these transfer rumors out about Rodrigo De Paul, the Atletico Madrid midfielder out there, because I think they're trying to signal, hey, we're not stopping. Just because we got your friends Jordi Alba, Busquets, and Suarez, that we're going to stop trying to build the best team we can around you, to stop trying bringing people that you're comfortable with. For those that don't know, Messi won the World Cup, obviously, in 2022. Rodrigo De Paul was kind of known through that tournament as Messi's bodyguard. So anytime anyone went after Messi, this guy was in between and saying, hey, get out of here. I'm here. And you know, like, go, like, if you're going to hit him hard, I'm going to hit you back. And he was sort of has this reputation of being one of his best friends in the Argentina setup, but also protecting him on the field from the amount of hits that he was taking. So I think there is this constant desire to show not just we're trying to build a good team, but we're trying to build this team with people that you're comfortable with. And you know that in a big game, you can trust them.
Chris Whittingham, you mentioned the new stadium is opening next season. Do we know if Inter Miami has decided to offer the same brownies in the club level at the new stadium that they offer at Chase Stadium? Because that, for me, is a huge draw.
I get it. I get it completely. And I have actually seen the menu of what they are offering in the biggest club areas. I didn't see the brownies, but I wasn't looking.
Love but also, of God.
But I wasn't looking for them. This is before you and I went to that game together.
Okay.
And you had a lovely time with the brownies. So I would imagine, you know, just based off of how much airplay you have given the brownies at Chase Stadium on this program, they have to bring them. They have to bring them.
Well, I gave a whole bunch of airplay to Matt Mervis and they shadow banned him, the Marlins. So well, I'm not necessarily.
He was also hitting 193.
Yeah. Well, up for debate.
Mm-hmm. Today, he don't like them stats. He don't like today, them stats, Chris.
Stats are always malleable.
But I will say the brownies are more qualitative. There is no statistics that we can say to disprove you that the
today
brownies
happens
are delicious.
To be National Sugar Cookie Day. You strike me as a sugar cookie guy.
Oh yeah,
you have me pegged.
Yeah. Like a good basic sugar cookie.
There is nothing that makes me feel like an 11-year-old more than going to the Publix bakery and seeing the sugar cookies
on
display.
That's what Solana was saying. That like,
I could have
crystallized
a whole
sugar
box
on the top.
I could have a box of 24 of them, no problem. Yeah. Tomorrow,
people go Publix chocolate chip cookies, which are fine when they used to hand them out for free when you're a little kid. I used to ask for the sugar cookies with the sprinkles on top, Woody.
Oh, the best. Yeah, nobody. Do they not offer the free cookie anymore?
Of course they do. Well,
not for adults.
Right. Okay. So let's ask the question: what is the age at which you can stop getting the free cookie?
Puberty.
I think you start to get them again at 55. I think I've actually hit the end of the free cookie. No,
so this is a bell curve.
That would make sense, though, wouldn't it? I told you, I've got a menu. I've got a page on the menu at Denny's being 55 plus. I mean, there should be a beginning and an end for the free Publix cookies, right? I mean,
that is true.
I feel like I'm in the age group where they're like, yeah, here, you made it out. Have a cookie.
I'd say 70. I'd say you got to be 70 when you can start getting the free cookie again.
Anyway, Chris Whittingham, we love talking soccer with you, and we always appreciate your time. Inter Miami, 2 games in 4 days. Tonight, they visit New England at Gillette Stadium, and there's going to be 50,000 plus there. And then Saturday, they return home, take on the second-place team in the East, Nashville SC. Both of those games are live on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Thank you, Whittingham.
Thanks, guys.
There you go, Chris Whittingham. 4 o'clock hour is coming up here on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. 41st minute in the PSG-Real Madrid game, 3-0. Still get you caught up on the headlines in the 4 o'clock hour, and hopefully get to play Solana's Mount Rushmore of Heroes in honor of Tom Hanks' birthday.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
You don't know Ski Mask, the slump god?
I do not.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.